Welcome to Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast. In each episode, we take a deeper look at transformative shifts shaping global ecosystems, from industry megatrends and technology innovation to evolving customer expectations. Today, we're exploring the transformation in digital content distribution, delivery, and infrastructure, unpacking where the next wave of opportunity is unfolding and what it means for future-ready businesses.
A decade ago, content delivery had a simple job description. Make sure the video loads, the site stays up, and traffic spikes don't crash the system. If you could hit those marks, you were doing fine. Today, that definition of fine is dangerously outdated. Modern digital experiences are no longer passive. They're real-time, interactive, and deeply contextual. A live sports stream isn't just video. It's betting overlays, real-time stats, localized ads, and millions of concurrent users reacting in sync. Moreover, e-learning platforms aren't static libraries anymore. They're adaptive, AI-driven environments that respond to learner behavior in milliseconds. And enterprise applications, like autonomous vehicles, telehealth diagnostics, industrial automation, and cloud gaming, can't tolerate even minor delays. In this environment, a single stutter, delay, or trust failure isn't just a technical issue. It's a lost customer, a damaged brand, or in some cases, a safety risk. What's changed isn't just scale, it's expectation. Users now assume instant response, regional relevance, and absolute authenticity by default. And when those expectations aren't met, the fallout is immediate. This gap between what legacy digital content infrastructure was built to do and what modern experiences demand is what's driving a fundamental reinvention of content distribution itself. So here's the question that frames everything else we'll discuss today. If content delivery is now part of the user experience, can yesterday's infrastructure still carry tomorrow's expectations? To understand where the industry is headed, we need to look at how providers themselves are evolving. Traditional content delivery networks, or CDNs, were designed to move data from point A to point B. But today's CDNs are being forced to become something else entirely. Intelligent platforms that blend delivery, compute, security, and analytics into a single, distributed system. Several forces are converging here. First, streaming platforms, social media, and 5G have normalized always-on, high-definition, interactive media across every region and device. Second, edge computing has collapsed the distance between users and processing power, making centralized cloud-only models too slow for many workloads. Third, AI and automation are no longer optional. They're becoming the only way to manage unpredictable traffic patterns and hyper-localized demand at scale. And finally, the risk environment has changed. Piracy, manipulated media, CDN abuse, and synthetic content threats are escalating faster than traditional security models can respond. As a result, content distribution providers are being pushed up the value chain. They're expected not just to deliver content, but to optimize it, personalize it, authenticate it, protect it, and adapt it in real time. This is why we're seeing the emergence of what you might call content intelligence infrastructure. Systems that embed decision-making directly into the delivery layer. So the question this raises is, when delivery becomes intelligent, where does the intelligence actually need to live? As digital experiences shift from consumption to interaction, latency stops being a performance metric and becomes a design constraint. Waiting 20 to 40 milliseconds for a centralized cloud response might be acceptable for loading a web page, but it's unacceptable for autonomous navigation, real-time diagnostics, or competitive gaming. Next-generation edge computing flips the model by moving compute, storage, and networking closer to where data is generated. Instead of shipping raw data back and forth across long network paths, decisions happen locally, often within just a few milliseconds. This shift enables four critical capabilities. First, ultra-low latency, often down to 5 milliseconds, opens the door to mission-critical use cases that simply weren't viable before. Second, bandwidth optimization becomes possible by processing and filtering massive data streams locally, which is especially important for industrial IoT environments, generating terabytes of data per day. Third, data sovereignty improves as sensitive information can be processed and retained within specific regions, reducing exposure during transit. And fourth, the edge becomes the natural convergence point for 5G and AI, enabling real-time analytics and automation, What's important here is that the edge isn't replacing the cloud, it's redefining its role. The cloud becomes the coordination and training layer, while the edge becomes the execution layer. In tomorrow's content environment, traffic patterns are volatile. A social trend can spike demand in minutes. A live event can overwhelm infrastructure without warning. Static caching rules, based on historical assumptions, can't keep up. Predictive caching replaces reaction with anticipation. By analyzing user behavior, real-time signals, and network conditions, AI models can forecast what content is likely to be requested next and pre-position it at the optimal edge locations. This dramatically improves cache hit ratios, reduces load on origin servers, and minimizes latency during demand spikes. But the real transformation goes beyond speed. AI-driven traffic management continuously evaluates network congestion, server health, and user proximity, dynamically routing traffic along the most efficient paths. At the same time, personalization logic at the edge can adjust bitrate, resolution, and content variance in real time without round-tripping to centralized systems. The result is a delivery model that adapts moment by moment, not quarter by quarter. This capability is becoming a key differentiator for next-generation CDNs, cloud providers, and specialized caching platforms alike, which raises an important strategic question. If AI is making delivery decisions automatically, how do you ensure those decisions remain secure and trustworthy? As content becomes more valuable and more dynamic, it also becomes a bigger target. Piracy, CDN leeching, deepfake manipulation, and content tampering are no longer edge cases. Their systemic risks. At the same time, geopolitical instability and regulatory pressure are forcing organizations to rethink long-term security assumptions. This is why security is no longer a perimeter function. It's becoming intrinsic to content delivery itself. Zero-trust architectures are being embedded directly into CDN environments, ensuring that every request, user, and device is continuously verified. Anti-piracy measures are evolving beyond simple digital rights management to include forensic watermarking and AI-based monitoring that can trace leaks back to their source. Digital trust services are emerging to establish content provenance, helping users and platforms verify authenticity in an era of AI-generated media. Looking further ahead, quantum-resistant encryption is gaining attention as organizations consider how to protect high-value content against future cryptographic threats. The key shift here is that security is no longer about locking things down. It's about enabling safe participation at scale. Which brings us to a broader architectural question. How do you design content delivery systems that are not just fast and secure, but resilient to failure itself? Multi-CDN and hybrid delivery architectures are gaining traction as organizations seek to reduce dependence on any single provider or region. By distributing traffic across multiple networks and combining centralized cloud, edge, and on-premise resources, businesses can maintain availability even during outages, attacks, or regional disruptions. Decentralized peer-to-peer CDNs and blockchain-based coordination models are also being explored for specific use cases, particularly where redundancy and tamper resistance are critical. At the same time, sustainability is entering the conversation in a serious way. Content delivery is energy intensive, and as traffic grows, so does the carbon footprint. Green CDN initiatives, focused on energy efficient hardware, intelligent workload placement, and renewable energy integration, are becoming both a regulatory and competitive necessity. Resilience, decentralization, and sustainability are no longer optional nice-to-haves. They're becoming baseline expectations for future-ready infrastructure. Which sets the stage for the most important question of all. How will your teams identify the biggest growth opportunities hiding in this transformation? Let's close by translating all of this into concrete opportunity areas. First, edge-native application development is emerging as a major growth frontier. Software designed specifically for distributed execution, rather than retrofitted from cloud-centric models, will power smart factories, real-time retail analytics, and connected healthcare systems. Second, cloud gaming and immersive media are driving demand for edge-based GPU infrastructure capable of delivering high-performance experiences without local hardware constraints. Third, AI-driven predictive caching and traffic optimization services are becoming monetizable offerings in their own right, particularly for media, e-commerce, and gaming platforms. Fourth, content authenticity and digital trust services represent a fast-growing segment as enterprises and governments seek to combat misinformation and protect intellectual property. Fifth, multi-CDN orchestration and resilience platforms are creating new opportunities for software vendors and managed service providers that can abstract complexity and optimize performance across fragmented networks. And finally, sustainable content infrastructure, from energy-aware routing to green-edge deployments, will increasingly influence buying decisions as ESG accountability tightens. The organizations that win won't be the ones that simply move content faster. They'll be the ones that embed intelligence, trust, and adaptability into every layer of delivery.
That's all for today. Thanks for joining us on Frost & Sullivan's Growth Podcast. For access to our research, competitive benchmarking, and best practice frameworks, head over to frost.com or email hello@frost.com. We'll be back soon with more to help you stay clear-headed and growth-ready.